This is the Impactful Wisdom Podcast, helpful strategies for a successful dental career. Brought to you by the campus team of Heartland Dental. And now, here are your hosts, Kathy Tellis and Vincent Battles.
Hello, we're back for another episode of the Impactful Wisdom Podcast. I am joined today with Ashley, our newest co-host, and also Kathy. So speaking of in the building, speaking of making sure that I cover my colleague of from the beginning, Kathy, I'm going to ask how you, I'm trying to be nice about it, but because I know we're in different parts of the country. But the bottom line is, what have you been doing over the summer?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding?
And how are you managing?
I've been traveling a lot. My daughter plays basketball. A lot of you guys already know this. And so we had travel ball all summer long. She's going to be a senior, you guys.
This is crazy.
I can't. We took graduation pictures a couple weeks ago and I thought to myself, I had tears in my eyes. It's coming so quick. So a lot of college camps, basketball. We're hanging out as a family. We went to go and visit some family in Seattle. And then, of course, work. And I'm just traveling a ton. But it's good.
Oh, of course, work. Oh, by the way.
Work is still there no matter what.
Exactly. But very, very, very busy summer. What about for you, Vincent?
For me, oh my goodness, it has been busy. I was just telling someone that I hadn't realized how much I've traveled over the summer. So I've been to Orlando. I've been to Atlanta. I've been to, where else I go? Houston for a family reunion.
Chicago.
I've been to Chicago for a launch, which we had. And also I went to Martha's Vineyard for a vacation. So Kathy, you were saying I've not responded. I was gone. I've been out.
Martha's Vineyard.
Getting back
fancy
into the office. So, and still, that's another, well, it's not as fancy as you think it is until you get there. You're like, oh my goodness, I had this image. And I'm like, oh, they're very down to earth people. I thought it was, anyway.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is. But, and I'll continue more about what I did there. But Ashley, how has your summer been going so far?
Oh, it's been good. I mean, you know, I thought it was going to be a calm summer and it turns
out I've been traveling a lot.
I've been like so many places, most of the same places y'all have been. I mean, like you said, Atlanta, Orlando, I mean, home base is Chicago, but for lunch, you know, we were here.
Yes.
But then I did get a family vacation, which was amazing. We went to Atlantic Beach and got to spend like a week there with like all, you know, my new nephews and all my family. So that was really, really nice. And then, you know, after that went to Fort Lauderdale for another work event. So we've been back and forth, but racking up those miles, baby. I got to get that status. So, y'all know how I am, a little bougie when it comes to my flight. So I'm going to rack up those points.
Yes, okay? Yes. Hotels, especially. I'm looking at where my status is right there at the hotel. I'm almost there at Diamond.
Almost Diamond status, yeah. Baby.
You know, when I think about the students, they've had many times a small summer break, like 2 weeks, give or take. Now we're starting to pivot to what does the next academic semester look like? So when you're thinking about pivoting, when you think about planning, when you think about, I've been traveling, I've got the summer vacation, now I've got to change my focus. What strategies do you use to refocus, to get yourself focused for what's,
you know,
what lies
funny
ahead?
That you asked this question, Vincent. First off, I'm a list person. I am a big list person. And I have a whiteboard.
Yes.
In my office. Mm-hmm. I have a calendar and I utilize those tools for me. I like to handwrite them, but then they're all electronic as well. But I have big, like my projects that I'm in charge of, things that I have to do, and very important focus items that needs to be accomplished. And so that's how, as we're kind of transitioning from a summer to the fall season, we really haven't had a break, honestly.
Listen, who are you telling?
I know. I just flew in from Tucson last night. So I totally get it.
You literally get it.
Really? See?
and having to really, you have to be organized. I'm a big
list gal too. I'm with you. Yeah. I like to check things off my list. I love having things electronically as well. But there's just something about writing it down and checking it off my list. So that Me is too. Kind of how I stay focused. So like you mm-hmm. said, as we lead up getting into the school semester, I mean, what are going to be our recommendations for the students? Like, how are they going to best succeed this semester?
Well, I tell you what, with my daughter going into her senior year, the school gives you tools, right? Like they gave a little calendar when she was going into her freshman year, the syllabus and all of that good stuff. But I remember during the COVID year when they all went virtual and there's so many different homework that was done. I mean, that needed to be done at the same time. And she just kind of panicked. And I'm like, listen, let's take a deep breath and let's figure out which one's the top priority, which one is due first. Mm-hmm. And then once she broke that down, she's like, oh, it's actually doable. And
prioritizing.
Yeah, prioritizing is the key. And so I hope that with that exercise that I did with her, that that's going to help prepare her for her for college years even, right? Because I won't be here.
Well, this is a good lead in. This is a good lead in because our speaker today, Sunny Singh, is a dental student, a fourth year dental student who is graduating from the UT San Antonio. So let's listen in, lean in as he shares his experience and ideas and strategies on preparing for dental school. Hello, podcast listeners. Today, we've got a great treat. We've got someone who is a current dental student, a D4 actually, a rising D4, who will be graduating in May 2023. And Mr. Singh, his name is Pamvir Sunny Singh. He goes by Sunny. A current dental student at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio. Mr. Sunny, thank you for stopping by the mic to share your knowledge, your techniques, the tools you've done to help you succeed in dental school. If you could spend a few minutes just sharing who you are, your background, and why you've been successful.
Hello, Mr. Vincent. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here and join you on my first podcast. So, fourth year dental student, most ready to get out and be Dr. Singh, hopefully. And it's been a long journey here. I'm in my 20s and spent my whole life trying to become a doctor, I guess. And not really. I feel like that's all I've done my whole life. So it doesn't feel as good. But the payout is going to be worth it. And the patient satisfaction that you get, that's with your passion, that's the fulfilling part of it. So overall, my name is Sunny Singh, going to be a dentist soon. And I live in San Antonio, Texas. So if anyone's from Texas and needs any motivation, advice on if they want to do dentistry or how to do dentistry, I'm always available.
Awesome. We appreciate that. So with so many things going on, we say the fact that being in dental school is tough. I hear it often. I hear it all the time, actually. I'm not a dentist. I just talk with a lot of dentists, a lot of dental students, and just people, individuals who are thinking of going into dental school. So with that being the case, I know you, like other dental students, probably have different mantras. You've got different suggestions that you've received. People have asked you, suggested that you do certain things. You've also got, I'm sure, different strategies and approaches on how to be successful in dental school. You and I were recently talking, and you mentioned that you have a YouTube. So tell me more about that YouTube and where you have actually tried to help people with strategies on how to be successful in school. So tell us about that.
So the YouTube channel Dentist Insider started to just help myself first, putting out content, you know, whether it was about dental anatomy or human anatomy, gross anatomy, different didactic courses. And then I started doing wax up videos, which started to get a little more popular. But as you know, the dental field, I'm not in the millions.
But still, but you've got a following.
I got a follow. I got people that appreciate it. And actually, and my whole focus in the beginning was if I can just help one person, like-minded individual, one person who can pick up one trick, 1 second out of a video, that's probably all I need. So I have a teaching background, I guess. My family's in teaching, so it's in my blood. So I always try to, I guess, teach others. And pass down whatever I need, whatever I know. I'm not the smartest guy on the block, but whatever I do know, the tricks, I can make them very easy to understand and apply. Okay. And people appreciate that. So,
okay. So with that being in mind, keeping that in mind, let's talk about some of these tricks. Let's talk about, you know, you like to teach. So let's look at the top five things you feel that as a D1, perhaps a D2, early in the career, and perhaps those maybe at the final career, the final year of dental school. But let's look at perhaps what are the top five things you would recommend to a student. What the number five, what would that be? Descending order.
So I'll do in descending order. Number five, I'll start with more advice for DS1 or incoming students. Okay. I feel like having a strong foundation, regardless what school you go to or what country you're studying in a school, if you have a strong foundation in the beginning, it sets you up for success in the future. So finding your method of learning, simple as, is it a library? Is it your office space at your house? Is it a coffee shop? What works? Where are you the most efficient, effective in getting the most amount of information? Because the dental school or medical school, all professional schools are really rigorous. So you have to learn really quickly. You don't have the same amount of time to learn the material like you did in undergraduate or high school.
So you're talking about, you're mentioning the environment.
That environment.
That mm-hmm. place you spend your time.
Yeah. It's just picking up quick habits. So I'll say things like environment, the resources you use. Are you accustomed to using Quizlet? Are you fast at it? Do you take handwritten notes versus using iPad and an Apple Pencil? Are you an active listener, active learner? Different things. So everyone just has to find out their own method. I feel okay. Do that in the first year. And then after that, learning would become super easy. It goes, you know, it flows naturally. So you don't have to worry about how do I learn something? You just learn a topic. If it's oral surgery, anything, okay. You know.
And you mentioned Quizlet. What is that?
So basically,
Yeah,
there's different apps. I feel repetition is key to learning, right? As a mother of, I think, I forgot the saying, but repetition makes you perfect. But Anki, Quizlet, just your normal flashcard deck.
Okay.
Just flipping through those can make the learning be more long-term rather than short-term learning. Where you just read something, read a PowerPoint, and you have no idea.
There you go. So you really need to absorb that information, be in the great space, and also look at the method. I like that. So the resources, the environment, and also the method of learning. That's your number five suggestion.
So it starts with the basics. Yeah. First year, number five, find your method of learning. Number four, then we get to the next level of learning would be learn by chunking your material. That's your chunking method. Some people, yeah, there's different names for it. But I think it's also called a Pomodoro teaching method.
Yeah, Pomodoro.
Where you basically study in chunks, 45 minutes or 30 minutes, and take a break, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and do as many cycles. It's like working out. I feel like dental school, you're developing more of your brain and your hand skills than your body, like going to a gym. So the more repetitions, the more sets you do with breaks in between, the stronger you're going to get.
And when I think about Pomodoro, I believe it's tomato in Italian, if I remember correctly. And that is the Pomodoro method is, to your point, really learning, staying focused, being focused for about 20, 25 minutes. You can use it on your phone. You can set a timer and focus on that time and say, set out that I'm going to work on this piece of the puzzle. I'm going to only work on this part. And this is really good for people like myself because I get distracted easily. So when I commit myself to doing a task for a certain set of time, it does make a difference. So I like your number four, chunking material.
Just furthermore on that. Now, for a fourth year example, or someone taking the boards as an international student in another country who's trying to become a dentist in the U.S., especially, you have to take the boards to sign up. So the boards exam is, I think, like an eight-hour exam, right? You have to get used to answering questions in an hour, 2 hours. So when you pick up this habit early on where you can sit in a chair for 2 hours with your timer on, and you can focus 100%. And when the timer goes off, your brain just automatically goes to relaxed mode, to passive mode. And then that will set you up for any exam, the boards, your academics, your fourth year curriculum. So I feel it's effective.
Yeah, that's really good, because I think about, I've not done in a few years, but when I've done marathons and things like that, it's about conditioning. And that's what mm-hmm. you're recommending.
Exactly.
It's all about conditioning.
You were doing, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you have for number three, the third suggestion?
Third suggestion would be to apply clinical relevance to what you're learning. Basically, it can seem overwhelming, the amount of credit hours that you get first year and second year as a dental student is, I think, double the amount in undergrad.
I agree. I can agree.
So when it gets overwhelming, you look at something like gross anatomy, right? Where you're dissecting human bodies, but in the back of your mind, you're like, hey, I'm just here to be a dentist. And when I shadowed my dentist, he never talked about anything about dissecting bodies or learning human anatomy. And so everyone just, you know, has different questions as they're going through the journey. So I feel like if you kind of link what you're doing to why you're doing it later on in life, that makes the learning a little more easier to manage, easier to adapt to.
It's called application. And I like what you're saying. It is making sure, how do I apply this? How do I make this relevant? How do I connect?
Exactly.
And that's
what's a big picture? You have to go, what's a big picture? That's what I tell myself all the time. So if I'm in a cloudy situation where I'm like, why am I doing this? I basically think back, what's a big picture? It started really in the first year. I came from like no dental associated family member or friends. Okay. So when my expectation of a dentist or what a dental school or student was basically nothing. Mm-hmm. And when I started, for example, waxing up dental teeth, the anatomy, I didn't understand why we were doing that. I thought it was just to pass time, just to waste time, a class, a course that they needed. They made it, and that's all we do first year.
Really?
Now that I do, you know, I do beautiful aesthetic cases, build up of anterior teeth, some crowns, things like that. That's when I'm using those skills that I learned in the first year, cheap wax. But now we're using high-end composites, crowns, zirconia, all of that. So that's when it comes in handy now in the big picture. So yeah, I'm grateful that I became really good at it, because now I love what I do. But if I was, you know, just kind of average, just made it by like with the lowest scores, that's when it bites you later on.
I love that. So what is number two?
Time management for anyone.
That's a good one. That goes for anything.
That's time management. Time management. Number two. Yes. Basically, you have to live, eat, breathe, sleep. And if I may say other words.
Maybe not. Just be real.
Okay. eat, breathe, sleep, dentistry. And for the 4 years. And motivate yourself with what's the outcome, mm-hmm. what's the picture, what's the end at the end of the tunnel of this. And it's good. It's a good job. It's a good life, I feel. And Mr. Vincent can probably agree. He knows a lot of dentists that it's a pretty abundant life. So if you have that, if you sacrifice 4 years and manage time well to highest degree, being effective, using your own study method, being really fast in clinic, giving the most optimal care to your patients, and where you're forming the bond, that comes in handy, I feel, as a dentist. And I've seen that firsthand.
About time management. I was talking with a doctor who is one of the highest, and when I say producing, I'm just talking about in terms of just the amount of the customers, clients, patients that he sees. And so one of the things he shared with me, and we were just talking in passing, was talking about his schedule. He goes to bed about 8:45, wake up about 3:30, goes to the gym. He's in the office by 6 a.m. working with patients. And he says, that's my life. He said, this is my business. So what do you think? What do you expect? This is my business. I am thinking about this all the time. But that level of dedication, I think, is really important. You talk about time management, but I think it's a level of discipline and a level of professional development. That's what it is. So thank you for sharing that. Time management is really important. It was so much that I feel that even in my life, I'm not a dentist, but I do feel that time management goes across the board, period. And you look at, when you look at successful people, it's about how they manage their time. So that's critical. Thank you for sharing that. So,
And I mean, I'll go a few more minutes, just a couple seconds on that is, I'm still pretty bad at managing my own time. When it's free time, you kind of get lazy. But like you said, we have to start early to build these habits, because when most students live in this kind of, if I may say, like la-la land, when I'm a dentist, it's pretty chill and I'm just going to work 8 to 5 and life is good. Well, if you're going to be a practice owner, it's you're working 24/7.
That's your life.
You know, your assistant doesn't want to show up at 9 a.m. and then you have to find someone else. So a time management, like you said, it helps you later on in life. If you know the reality early on, what it takes to be successful, I guess, in especially dentistry as a dentist, then you'll live longer. It becomes your way of life.
Good stuff. Okay. What about the number one? We're down to number one.
Number one, enjoy the journey. That would be, that's what I would tell myself. Enjoy the journey. Have an open mind. Be curious. And just, you know, live the process, live the journey, because it's pretty short and it's over really fast, and then you kind of wish you did things differently. Yeah, like anything, time doesn't wait for anyone.
It does not wait for anyone. And you said something, you said, if I would tell myself, so I'm going to push a little bit further and ask you, as you're now going into D4, rising D4. What would you share with your younger self? What would you share with yourself, that person, that individual that was going into the first year of dental school? What would you say to that person, knowing what you know now, Sonny, who's going to his fourth year in dental school?
Wow, that's deep. So if I was talking to myself, basically as a first year, I would tell myself, hey, this, you're in perfect timing. You know, God's timing is always bright. And just be yourself and enjoy it, like once again, because if you told me if going back my first year that I would be here right now, almost in my fourth year, be done,
why is that?
I would laugh, basically, like oh, you're kidding. Yeah, I mean, just because I came from a different background, right? So I did a lot of things, took a lot of breaks after undergrad, did other professions and random things to make quick buck. So dentistry just kind of fell, just became a thing. And it was super hard. It's one of the hardest things I've ever done. So in the beginning, I was like, man, if I make it, I just took it one day at a time. But I was like, if I make it, like, that'll be some epic stuff.
I love that.
And as it gets closer, it's such a basically manifestation that I've done,
love
I guess,
it. Day by day. I love that. Day by day, just enjoy the journey.
Day by day.
That's pretty good.
Well, yep.
I want to say thank you. I'm calling it. Thank you for stopping by the mic of the Impactful Wisdom Podcast. I really appreciate it. Again, we met some time ago and before. Actually, I'll just be frank. You actually interviewed for launch. Is that correct? Yes, that's what.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited that's why for you that. Met.
And so I heard your story and I'm like, wait a minute. I think we could use this material. I think we can talk more because, well, that was a short conversation over the telephone, learning about you, your interests, why go to launch, why you want, was interested in launch. But this is good. So I want to say thank you again for stopping by, sharing your knowledge, for encouraging and providing insight, wisdom, impactful wisdom, get it, to our listeners. So
hopefully I did. Hopefully it was impactful to one. That's all I can ask for.
For one. Oh my goodness, you're good. Well, until next time, I want to say thanks everyone for listening in to an Impactful Wisdom Podcast. Until next time, be well. That was great. Sonny, who is the YouTube host, provided 5 strategies on how to succeed in dental school. I really appreciated that. I was asking Kathy, Ashley, do you have like strategies, like top 3 that you live by that you want to share?
I mean,
or that you know,
your
go-to?
You've got to take time for yourself. Dental school, work, whatever it is that you're doing, it's going to be stressful. It's going to be a lot. You're going to, you know, do the cramming sessions. I remember it from being in school. But what is it? The me time, the, you know, whatever it takes for you to take an hour, go take a walk in the morning, you know, you know, get a massage, something like that. Just take a little bit of time for yourself to just decompress. That's like self-care.
That's critical. So that's good, Ashley. Thank you. Kathy, what do you
I really love that. I do love that. I think the older that I get, that's more important for me because I was always on a go, 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 go mentality that then I become really exhausted. And then your immune system is down and then you get sick and then you're sick for a longer period. Whereas if you really cared for yourself and just taking that time, exercise, I mean, or just even meditation or prayer, or whatever.
I think meditation is spending money. Taking a good walk can be amazing. It can just be relaxing for you and feel like it was all about the grind when you're in school. Like, oh, you got to cram. You got to stay up till 2 a.m., drink all this coffee and just to stay. And I'm like, no. Okay, we need to teach ourselves better, be better to our bodies, get that rest, even if it's like a 30-minute walk, whatever it is. That is how I feel like you can succeed, no matter what it is that you're doing. So
I agree.
Those tips were amazing.
Those are great tips. And keeping in, let's look forward to the next episode of the Impactful Wisdom, where we will actually celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. And we'll listen to Kathy, who will share more information.
And don't forget, we have a winner for launch. We have a launch winner, Miss Monica Ortiz from UF. So Monica Ortiz, you are from University of Florida College of Dentistry. You just won a lunch for your class.
Congratulations.
We really do pick winners. So it's great to sign up.
So sign up. Absolutely. Yes. Congratulations, Monica.
To get the free pizza.
Congratulations, Monica. We said self-care. Now treat your class to a nice lunch on Heartland.
Very good. Congratulations.
We'll see you next week.
And that's it.
Or next month, rather.
See you next time, guys.
You can listen to new episodes of the Impactful Wisdom Podcast when you subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. Dental students, do you want to be the hero of your dental class? Well, you can register to win a free lunch for your entire class, sponsored by us, the Impactful Wisdom Podcast and Heartland Dental. Then listen to Impactful Wisdom to see if you've won. Winners are going to be selected and announced every month. Good luck!